Blue Jays hosting the Rays. The teams have split their first 14 games of the season thus far as we pick it up bottom three.
Barria's on its way. There's a swing and a shot toward the gap in right center. Malik's on the run, has to play it on a hop, and guess what? It bounces up and over his head to the wall. Here's Lopez to third. He's going to come in and score. Stopping at second base is Bautista. It's an RBI double, and it's 1-0 in Toronto. Haven't really got into a great rhythm yet as there's a swing and a drive toward right field by Pierce. Backing up on it, Malik Smith to the wall, jumps up, and it's gone. Just over the wall into the Rays bullpen, Steve Pierce with his 12th home run of the season. And he gives Toronto a 2-0 lead here in the fourth.
So hits very well, runners in scoring position. First pitch grounded by the mound up the middle, base hit. Well, that didn't take long. 3-1, Toronto is going. Singles home Pierce, and the mistake in left field cost the Rays a run.
The 2-2. Outside corner, strike three called. That's Barria bouncing around down third base. The pitch, here's a swing, and he popped him up. Shallow right, step onto the outfield grass is Ref Snyder underneath it to make the catch, and that will retire the side.
And here we go. Miller runs. The three ball, two strike pitch. Strike three called, ball game over.
Blue Jays edge the Rays 3-2. Marcus Stroman pitches into the seventh for his 11th win as Toronto takes the lead in the season series versus Tampa Bay 8-7. Chris Archer squares off with Chris Rowley on Thursday. Jacob Faria pitched well on Wednesday, but he was just the latest Tampa Bay starter to be victimized by the Rays' poor offense as Tampa Bay fell to Toronto at Rogers Centre 3-2. Faria spoke to the media after the game.
For the most part, I mean, everything felt pretty good. I mean, I didn't feel like I was able to locate my fastball as well as I would have liked to, but off-speed stuff felt okay. But a couple bad pitches. Both pitches that were hit, you know, pretty hard, Bautista and Pierce were both fastballs that were supposed to be down and away and were up and away. So other than that, I mean, everything felt okay. I just wish could have gone a little deeper. But again, I understand that situation. You know, lefty, you want to bring in the lefty, you know, but it's all in all, I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm not really too happy with it, but I'll take it.
It was the same old story for the Rays on Wednesday night as they got another great pitching performance, but not nearly enough offense as the Rays were edged by the Blue Jays at Rogers Centre 3-2. Here is Tampa Bay skipper Kevin Cash.
Tight ball game. We had our opportunities. We just weren't able to capitalize. Felt like we got the right guys at the spot, to the spot. Sousa had a really big at bat there to draw the walk. You know, when you play these games, I don't think Jake was at his best, at his sharpest. Saying that, though, he pitched a pretty good ball game, and we didn't really help him out on defense too much. I know the ball that Pierce ended up scoring on, you know, Corey lost in the lights. That's part of what's going to happen. And then the ball that bounced over Malik's head that came, I mean, in theory, you get out of that inning the way Jake finished up the rest of the inning. So when we're not hitting, we got to play pretty clean baseball. I don't feel like we did that tonight, but still like the way the bullpen and starting pitching is giving us an opportunity. And, you know, Stroman's tough. We know that coming. He's having a good year. He keeps the ball on the ground. He's a very tough guy to get anything up in the air. So that's who he is, and we just weren't able to piece together big enough innings.
The Rays look to bounce back on Thursday as they send their ace to the mound, Chris Archer. He'll be opposed by Chris Rowley.